At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Here, Bird Show.
All right, so we continue with the not-so-psycho Sue Fiji Tool storyline. And if you haven't been listening for the last 15 minutes, that's just too damn bad. We can't recap the whole thing. But as we sit right now, Fiji and Tool are back together again. And Sue has been feeling that Fiji, in a couple of seconds here, I'm going to prove to you, is just turning her back on Sue now also. When did you find out that the two of them were getting back together with each other?
5 minutes before Tracy called me to tell me that he had emailed you guys.
And who told you that they were getting back together?
The same groomsman who convinced me to go to the rehearsal dinner.
He did. So is this groomsman and Tool, are they still friends or?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't think. All right, before I get to the tweets, here are some people calling up that are rallying around you. Good morning, Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Sue to keep her head up and don't let that jerk control her, and what he says shouldn't matter to her. And there's somebody out there that will love her for who she is and take her.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling. Here's Tiffany. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I wanted to call to tell Not So Psycho Sue, don't feel defeated. The whole purpose of the plan has already been accomplished. Mm-hmm. You never was going into the plan to gain a friend. Mm-hmm. So I think that was just an added bonus. But the fact that Fiji was on this emotional high after she found out all the news, it kind of made like this pretend bond between you guys. She was never your friend. So now that she's vulnerable and she realizes she's not as strong as you, she's, you know, of course, falling back into the typical, you know, she's going back with Tool. So don't feel defeated about it. I think they belong together. And she'll find out later on that she made the biggest mistake of her life.
Yeah, well, I mean, Katie and I feel like you've served your purpose. Because the thing is that nobody's commented on the fact of the intervention. If you do something stupid in your relationship, and if you were the stupid person in your relationship, and you do it privately, and it's just between you and the person you're dating, then that's one thing. But the whole family now knows. The whole family was involved. And the fact that she is going back to him, and they plan on getting married, guess whose support they don't have? Mm-hmm. They don't have the family support. I mean, according to the intervention that you were telling us about. So Katie and I are like, they deserve each other, then it's going to be fine, and they're going to create their own misery because sister and mom and grandma and dad, they're not in on this. You know, like they're not into this. And so she's going back even after all that, then she's digging her own grave.
Did the former groom give you any kind of insight, like if the family is supporting this, like they're cool with it or not?
I haven't talked to the groom. Her family's not supportive of it at
They're
all.
Not.
Yeah.
No.
So that's she's gonna have a hard time and she's gonna be miserable.
Yeah.
So perfect. Let her be.
All right, so let's go through some of these tweets from yesterday, okay? Because now Fiji is going to start showing her character. Because up until this point, I mean, we got a bond forming between Sue and Fiji. Mm-hmm. And up until this point, Fiji sees this Tool for really what he is. Mm-hmm. And she's ready to come on the radio, and she's ready to go off on the dude also. All right, so after I get that email from Tool saying that they're back together, I didn't believe it. I'm like, no way, dude, you're Tool. And I've seen the way manipulating everybody, so I'm going to go right to Fiji. So my tweet to her says, just got an email from Tool saying you guys are back together. Counseling? Can't be true, right? And that she writes back, there is more to it. We are going to counseling, and I feel bad for turning my back on Sue, but I have to follow my heart. She also, in another tweet, says, they had their chance, and I'm glad she pointed things out to me, and I will always be grateful for that, but I love him.
Oh, geez.
even though he has a lot to change, and he knows that.
Even though he has a lot to change, and he knows that?
That's what she writes.
The visual of Jen Hobby right now, because she's, I don't know, what is that? Like, she's got
my entertainment weekly.
She's got some tabloid that's like filled with celebrity pictures, and she's listening to you while flipping through it, and she goes, oh, geez. Like, she gets to the page, like the old woman at the... you know, at the
at the nail salon.
Yeah, at the nail salon. He's just waiting for her nails to dry. Oh, come on. Gossiping. Oh, geez.
All right, so those are three tweets that sort of ran onto each other. So I write back because I'm still not believing what I'm reading here, right? So I tweet back, so you guys are back together? And she writes, we are not back together. We are going to counseling and taking steps towards solving our issues. And
the issue is that you're with an idiot.
They're solving those, Jen.
Well, it sounds like they, I don't know, it sounds like they both are.
So at this point, I'm sort of retweeting what she's writing also, and there's like this soap opera going online right now on Twitter, mm-hmm. on, you know, on my account. And people are starting to question the whole thing, and frankly, I'm starting to question it also. Mm-hmm. It just seems too unbelievable, right? So I write, you're making this up, right? She writes back, why would I make this up? This is not our problem that someone else brought a whole city into our relationship. Leave us alone, she writes. So I respond back, I guess you don't remember emailing us, sending us a copy of his fax, and telling me you want to come in studio. She writes, I made a huge mistake when I did that, but I'm not the crazy one who came to you in the first place.
Oh, calling crazy again. Okay.
So I responded back in capital letters, now Sue is crazy again? She says she is crazy because she got the whole city in on it. It should have just been between the three of us. And I wrote back, last week you were thanking her.
Right.
And she writes back, and I'm still thanking her because she helped us see what our issues are.
Oh, Lord. Come on.
She got manipulated.
Crazy. I wonder if she's hearing this back, realizing how stupid
no.
she
no,
sounds.
No, of course not. Mm-mm. She's probably, yeah, no.
Okay. Mm-mm.
No.
Why don't you let her talk for herself, she writes. She wanted to go on your show. Why don't you just call her her real name? And I wrote, same reason I haven't said your name, protection. She tweets, and for everyone saying I have self-esteem issues and I'm jealous, I did not gain 20 pounds since the breakup.
What?
Pathetic. So did you put some weight on after the breakup?
Yeah.
So that's what she's referring to.
Wow.
That's just rude. Just rude.
And at some point, you know, we were tweeting back and forth with each other, and I just said, you know, I'm done.
And that's
rude.
You can tell when a woman who is so into a guy is all she's doing is regurgitating something that he's told her, you know, because that sounds like something Tool said, and that she's just, you know, repeating it.
Well, as soon as somebody feels attacked, they're going to lash out with like whatever stupid thing they possibly can. So that's like, yeah, she's like, I'm just going to be mean because you're attacking me.
Hey, Nicole, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bird Show.
Hello.
I've been listening to this since last week, and I thought my own personal life had a lot of drama, but I don't feel as bad now. but seriously, Sue, you're going to look back at this about 15 years from now and just laugh.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, the Fiji girl, she's got her own issues, and this guy, he does too, so just let them just have their issues together and just move on. It's just not worth it.
Now let me read you just the email that I got. Might have been sent last night, might have been sent this morning. Says, I really believe all of you need to grow up.
Oh, really?
Isn't that what Tool told us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, mimicking.
I do not care what was sent to you guys. We're going to start with a clean plate and move forward. Sue knew what she was doing when she showed up at my rehearsal dinner. And that was to ruin my day and make the day about her. She most likely wants Tool back and will do anything to get attention from him. I'm not jealous of her at all. I just feel bad because she gained so much weight since Thanksgiving.
Whatever.
What a little
ass.
Who's pathetic? Fiji.
Let me read the whole sentence here because this is where I almost started to believe again that this is fake because I didn't think people were this mean. Like this is just happens in movies and stuff. I just feel bad because she gained so much weight since Thanksgiving. She will be huge by the next one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
That is an awesome line out of a John Hughes film.
That's just so mean, man.
Sue's sitting right here, Jeff.
Hi. Well, and that.
That must be. Please leave us alone and let us be happy. After dinner last night, I finally saw what was going on. You guys are awful people to let someone ruin our relationship.
They deserve each other. They deserve each other. My feeling is, you know what, Sue? Don't feel bad about this at all. They deserve each other because here, Fiji had the opportunity to leave. She had the opportunity for everybody in her life to show her what is going on and who she is about to marry. Mm-hmm. She had the choice. There was the fork in the road. Either you leave or you stay. And she's chosen to stay. So let her stay. Mm-hmm. Let them be together. Let them be miserable together. Let her. Because the thing is that Fiji doesn't understand is that when he cheats on her and when he, you know, and he's going out behind her back and doing stuff behind her back and calling her fat and calling her these things, and then she has nobody to complain to.
Right.
Because everybody in her life is going to be like, don't want to hear it. You had your shot. So she's on her own. Let her be on her own. They deserve each other. I'm fine with that.
Do any of those words make sense to you? Or are you just too hurt right now to even relate?
It makes sense. I've been hearing it for the last day from all my friends and my family.
You got a good support system around you?
Can you get away from all of this? Like, how connected are you to these people? Can you completely cut them out of your life?
Yeah.
Or start drinking.
They don't really say. I mean, she's saying stuff to you guys. The people who have been attacking me the most are the listeners.
And attacking you?
Yeah.
On Twitter?
The listeners?
Well, a lot of people added me on Facebook, I guess, because you could find me through her Twitter.
Okay.
And somehow a bunch of people added me, and I got a phone call, and Tracy had called me right after the phone call, and I just broke down because they were calling me a psycho and saying I needed to get an Academy Award for my performance and all that. And then a lot of my friends went on your fan page, I guess, and were defending me.
Yeah, and I started to defend you yesterday also. I'm like, let me be clear here. Sue's done nothing wrong.
Well. Yeah. And then on some people on Twitter, you know, have been saying it's not true and stuff, and they don't know that it's me. They don't know who I am yet, but I think she's adding people on her Twitter now, accepting people, so you can figure it out through the conversations. So people have started adding me too.
Yeah, and I understand what your listeners were. I understand this part that people are like, this can't be true. Don't understand how people have been attacking you.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for that.
Oh, it's fine.
Well, yeah, I don't know either.
I mean, it's not like you going to the wedding, you didn't say anything that wasn't true. You just told her, here's the situation, here's the information I have, here's what he's been doing with both of us. You didn't say don't get married. She's the one who decided not to have the wedding.
And what adds legitimacy, again, is her family being on her sister waiting on you and telling you, come in and let's talk about this, because obviously Fiji's family is against it. So, I mean, yeah, fine. Let them be. And this is like Antichrist drama, dating Antichrist. When we talk about that, this is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And so this is your dating Antichrist. At least you've gotten through it. And now you can move on to nice guys, because they are out there. Despite what the media shows, there are nice guys out there.
So very psycho Fiji slaps us with one more insult this morning, right?
Yeah, she tweeted this morning.
Oh, no.
A lot of my coworkers are Burt Show listeners. The head of my grade called me in to talk about it. Thanks so much, Psycho B.
Oh, no.
Just.
Yeah. Boo-hoo.
Wow.
I feel really bad.
Sorry, mean girl.
Feel really bad, but now we know what she does for a living.
Hey, Brittany, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, yeah. Can I have the voice disguiser?
Oh,
voice disguiser, please.
There you go.
Thank you. I wanted to tell Fiji to run for her life. Like, I don't know if she's listening this morning, but she needs to run. And to Sue, just leave it be. Like, I was with a guy that manipulated me, and if his ex-girlfriend would have told me not to get with him, that he is crazy, I would have totally done the same thing. And, you know, I was getting all the hate mail when I stayed with him after something way worse than just cheating. And I stayed with him almost 2 years after that. And that was the biggest mistake of my life. So I just wanted to tell you, Sue, that don't worry about it. And yeah, it hurts, but you're going to get over it. And a better man will come into your life.
You believe that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Hopefully.
You should be thanking your lucky stars that you're not in a relationship with this guy and it didn't progress to a point of like you marrying him.
Yeah, and it's over, you know? So you can move on cleanly. You your conscience can be clean. Just go, you know?
Yeah.
And you're brave to come in this morning, so thanks for doing that, too, and giving us closure on it.
Yeah, thank you.
And I am absolutely sure she's going to take more shots at you today. She's so, just be prepared for
she's
it.
Rude.
It's not over for her yet.
Because
now all of her friends
him.
Are going to tell her what they heard today on the radio, mm-hmm. and she's going to be more angry today. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, she has to take a look in the mirror today and realize how mean she's been.
But I mean, she won't. She, no. I mean, she had her chance to leave. She didn't leave. Let her have her
And she could have handled, you know what? And she could have handled it with way more grace. Mm-hmm. If she got back together with Tool and handled it with some kind of grace and some sensitivity on your part, like, called you up and said, look, I know this is going to sound awful, but this is where I got to follow my heart. None of this could have, all of this could have been avoided. Mm-hmm. But she decided to take the mean girl route on the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, she could have called me. I don't want him back. It wouldn't have been anything like that. But she's, I haven't said anything mean about her, so there's no reason for her to say anything mean about me back today. We just need to not talk anymore.
Right, it's over.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
Good riddance to them.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Here, Bird Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. Maxbond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big money.